Bible says, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. We ask and pray that in this third day, we shall begin to lift our eyes. Lord, that we might see our appointment with you. On top of the mountain, we have an appointment with you. Lord, we ask that our eyes be lifted up. Lord, let the things on earth begin to grow strength in them. Let them become like shadows in the light of you. We ask, Lord, tonight that this gathering might be a time of the lifting up of our eyes, of setting our affections upon things above. All other things shall fade away. They shall become shadows. Lord, as we behold our appointment, our destiny upon the mount, for the word says, upon the mount it shall be seen. We pray that we might see.
Yes.
He said that, Lord, the people whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, that, Lord, the circumstance of life, the valley of Baca, by their faith, they turn it into a well of water. He said that these ones, they go from strength to strength until they appear in Zion before their God. Father, we look up towards this appointment in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray tonight, Lord, that you will release your presence to us, your spirit, the spirit that gives us insight into your mind. He said that it's a spirit that knows the deep things of God. We ask that spirit be released unto your people tonight, that our hearts might capture, oh God, that which is in your heart. He said that the things that ears have not heard, eyes have not seen, that the natural man cannot capture them, they are being released by the Spirit to us. Father, we pray tonight that as we hear, we might mix them with faith, that change might come into our lives.
Amen.
We bless you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am encouraged. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that prophecy is for edification. Praise the name of the Lord. It has a way of lifting you up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is seeking to lift us up and get us in the place where he wants us to be. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I want to get a response.
Amen.
We're going to be dealing with something quite a little difficult tonight, but I'm trusting that the Lord will help us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When we look around at the events that are happening all around us, we have two options. One option is to find a place of refuge. I mean, a physical place, run far away and hide there, and then wait until, you understand, Russia has bombed America, and then Iran has bombed Saudi Arabia, and when it's all over, then we come out. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That would be a very interesting way. But we know that God has another way for us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he wants to bring us into himself. And so we have to realistically, because one of the words that God has been speaking to us recently is touching reality. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are things that we have heard with the hearing of our ears. There are things we have read about that we must come to terms with.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have to come to terms with it. I have to come to terms with God. God. Not hearing with the hearing of my ears, but now I have to touch him. Because it is what John said something. He said, that which our ears have heard, that which our eyes have seen, and that which our hands have handled, that is what we are declaring to you. Praise the name of the Lord. And we must come to that place of handling this thing.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Who was it that was talking the other day? He said, two people were fighting, but there was a crisis. The natural reaction is to run away, isn't it? Escape from the scene. get out. The problem is you don't know where you are running to. I remember many years ago in Nigeria, there was an accident that took place. You know, somehow fire got into an armory at Ikeja. Praise the name of the Lord. How many people remember that incident? You know, and then bombs were stored there. And then bombs started going off, exploding left, right, and center. Now, for some, they thought it was the end of the world. And then people in blind panic ran into a canal. You understand? And it was in the night or something. People started running in panic. They didn't know where they were going to. And they ran into a canal. So people were running and others were pushing behind them, and many drowned in that canal because they were functioning by what now? Panic, instinct. Now, something has to change somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. Something has to change. And I believe that it is the word that God is bringing to us at this time that is going to change us from men who function by base instincts into men who are led by the Spirit. It's going to be a failure on the part of the world that we are hearing if there is not a physical, what now, manifestation. That was the word Brother Thomas brought. Praise the name of the Lord. The word of God must have expression in this body. And that is where we are getting into. And we are trusting that God will help us. You must believe that this thing is not just religious, but that it is real. Now, I was sharing with Brother Kayo, there's something that transpired. It was in Kenya, praise the name of the Lord, many years ago. You know, and sometimes certain things happen that God uses to tell us the seriousness of what we are doing. How serious this thing is. We stand here, we're speaking. We're actually claiming to represent a spirit that has the power of life and death. Praise the name of the Lord. And that he is the highest spirit. And that every other spirit, you know, bows before it. Do we actually believe that?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we were in Kenya. And, you know, some of us know Brother Kinuga. He used to be a bishop. He had churches, plenty, about 40-something branches under him. And then he heard this word, and he began to respond to it in his way. And he had to dismantle the arrangement. And, you know, he called all the pastors and said, look, this is what the Lord is saying. And so this whole system is down. Everybody on your own. And so if you choose to relate with me in my own local fellowship, great, fine. So what normally happens is when we come into Kenya, he will send word across to some of the various groups. So the brethren are here. If you want to receive ministry. Now, there's this particular church that, you know, all this while I had not been relating with him. But funny enough, this particular trip, they said, oh, we'll be glad to have brother come. You know, and so that particular Sunday, it was myself and my wife. You know, normally we split ourselves into various teams to go. And we went for that particular church. Now, from about Thursday, when I knew that was where we were going, I was praying to get a word from the Lord, and nothing was forthcoming. So for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I was getting very worried. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I came all the way from Nigeria to Kenya, and I'm going to speak, and I don't have a word from the Lord. I mean, I wish I was a Pentecostal pastor. I would have just opened my Bible, you know, find something to give to the people. But I know, if you say you speak for God, you must have the word of the Lord to give. Because it matters a lot that somebody is relying on what you are bringing forth. You understand? As a vessel of God. Anyway, by Saturday night, I began to have my peace. And I was convinced and persuaded that the Lord was going to give the word. Sunday morning, we went to church, myself and my wife. Big church, real big. And we sat down. Now, it was when the praise and the worship was going on that the Lord spoke. And it was like a question. Why are you here? That was a question to everybody in the church. You know, I took my Bible, got up, and trusted God. And as the word started coming, it just started coming. It was from Deuteronomy chapter 8. You know, when God told Israel, he said, I took you through this wilderness to prove you to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you will obey me or not. Of course, that forms the fulcrum of our life. The things that God is passing us through today to find out the genuineness of our faith, our conviction, you know, and all that. Praise the name of the Lord. And as the word was going on, I was looking at people's faces, and there were different reactions. Some people were responding very well. Some people's faces were, you know, like this. Of course, you learn not to look at faces. You know, when you're speaking the word, usually you focus on the area of greatest, you understand, response. Yeah, that's what draws out the life from you. You know, well, we finished church that day, you know, had all the pleasantries and everything, and then we went home. We did not come back to Kenya until 1 year after. You know, and Brother Kinga called me and said, did I ever tell you what happened at that church after you left? I said, no. Wow. You know, it was like judgment came to the church just a couple of months after that. The pastor died, the assistant pastor died, elders were dying, members were dying. People carried their Bible and fled from the church. I mean, the building was there. Nobody was coming here again. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody fled from the church. And now they saw for the first time that the building is not the church. Praise the name of the Lord. Then they had to now come and call Brother Kinga and say, please, we need help. Come and help us. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and so Kinga said, okay, no church, no church business. Let's begin to wait upon the Lord and find out what the Lord is saying. You know what happened? While they were doing that, the Lord showed them, right, you know where they call the so-called altar, the podium. The man who was a pastor had dug the hole there and buried all kinds of stuff. Now, this is not a joke. This is real life. Buried deep there, with which he was now doing, you know,
this is magic.
Magic and all that. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, but what I'm trying to point out is that the words that we're hearing is actually life. And what now? And death. Sometimes God sends us these things to tell us that we're not playing games. Praise the name of the Lord. The word carries the power to deliver. It carries the power to judge. It carries the power to destroy. It carries the power to save. And that God wants us to come in contact with the reality of this word that is the power of God unto what now? Salvation.
Yes.
So you can come into a place where there's a crisis. Right now in London, there's an epidemic of knife, you understand? It's all over the place, violence. Now we have the authority, is a place, in a rowdy place. You rebuke that situation. You bind the spirit. Do you understand that? It's a spirit that's at work. That's how we're going to overcome. The authority that we have, the life we're receiving. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so brethren, the thing was our attitude, our relationship with this word, must change. Religion has made us such that we hear things, we're not expecting it to do anything in our life. But God is about to change that. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We believe me, brethren, the church, something is about to happen. Some are going to enter into something. Others are going to just be where they are. And when people enter, they will interact with other realities. Others are still going to be in church. Now, I don't know where you're going to be, but that is what the church is at the threshold of right now. And it's all going to be determined by how you relate and respond to the word that you're hearing. And I pray that our response will bring us into a place of deliverance. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. I'm going to read from John chapter 8. We'll just start there and see how the Lord will help us. Praise the name of the Lord. John chapter 8. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to read from verse 31 to verse 36. He says, so Jesus, I'm reading from the Amplified. So Jesus said to those Jews who have believed in him, if you abide in my word, hold fast to my teachings,
and live in accordance with them, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Praise the name of the Lord. They answered him, "We are Abraham's offsprings, descendants, and have never been in bondage to anybody. What do you mean by saying you will be free?" Jesus answered them, "I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, whoever commits and practices sin is the slave of sin." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now this is where we're going to be looking at. This is going to be the core of our meditation tonight. He said, whoever commits and practices sin is a slave of sin.
Amen.
Now, a slave does not remain in a household permanently, forever. Now, the son of the house does remain forever.
Yes.
So, if the son liberates you, makes you free man, then you are really and unquestionably free. Mm-hmm. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we're going to be talking tonight about a slave. We're going to talk about bondage. We're also going to talk about liberty and deliverance. Praise the name of the Lord. Because this is the threshold that the church has come to. The Bible says that the gospel is the power of God unto what now? Salvation to every man that what now?
Believeth.
It's the time to put this word to the test is here. And the test is simple. If what you're hearing is setting you free, then you are a believer.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If what you're hearing is liberating you, loosening you, then you are free.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. If it's not, then you and I need to re-examine many things and begin to do something about it.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because this is the essence. He said he sent forth his word and did what now? And healed them. And deliver them from their what? Destruction. There are things working in this place that is programmed for destruction.
That's right.
Mm. If nothing intervenes, destruction will take place.
Yeah.
So it's not a question of coming to church. It's not a question of belonging to whatever, believing whatever. It's a question of how this world can come into this environment and stop the process of what now? Of destruction. Everyone born into this world is programmed to be destroyed.
Mm.
It is a virus that already is in your system.
Mm.
And the truth of the matter is that because we have not understood this, praise the name of the Lord, you know, our responses is not as desperate as it should be. Coming to God is not, we're not coming desperately. You know, sometimes you really, it's like somebody who is asking something from you, but the person doesn't really need it. So he doesn't really mind if you say no. You say no and he just turns and he walks away. But you see, when you see certain women who came to Jesus, they were desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Said, "My son, do you understand the point? You know, and I don't have any hope." Then there's an attitude they come with. We read about the woman with the issue of blood. There, she had tried all the doctors. It wasn't like this one, if it fails, maybe I can go back to, you understand, a specialist doctor. No. She knew that this was it. And brethren, God wants us to come in this way, with this consciousness, to the word that we're hearing. And when we begin to do that, you will see that this word works.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
He said, "If the Son shall what now set you free." How does he set men free? He simply does what now? He speaks to them.
That's right.
He speaks to them. When he speaks to them, something happened. The woman knew inside her that something had what now had happened. Praise the name of the Lord. And my prayer is that God will bring us to a point when we, after interacting, who are living here, we're not living here like we just came to church and they were going. Do you understand the point? You live here with a consciousness that what now? Something has what now? Has happened within you. That is the living word. That is the reality. And this is where God wants to bring us to. Praise the name of the Lord. And he was dealing with, this thing was actually a fallout of the encounter of the woman that was caught where now? In adultery. Praise the name of the Lord. She was caught in adultery. And then there were accusers were coming all over the place. And, you know, thank God for the woman. I believe Jesus had an appointment with her. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, they were taking her from where they caught her to the place where they were going to do what now? Stone her. Do you understand that? In between that point and this point, who was there? The Lord.
Jesus.
I think he was waiting there for them. Praise the name of the Lord. By the time they came to him, say, ha! There you are. What do you say about this one? I mean, they felt it was a watertight case, isn't it? There's no way this man can escape. And then he begins to write and praise the name of the Lord. As he wrote, they had to leave and go. But that's a different story. But what came out of it was, he now began to speak to them. He said, you that believe, if you continue in the word that you have heard, if you begin to adhere to it, if you begin to, you know, bring this word in, then you are my disciples. And then you will know the truth. The outcome of your relationship with the word will be truth, deliverance, and release. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we're dealing with this, someone is either a slave or what now, or free. It's going to be left for us here at this point in time to decide who we are, where we are. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They said we are born again. We are Christians. So we are free. And there are a lot of people who say that today. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just because you are born again. He says, listen, this is long trenching. Whoever commits what now? Sin is what now? A slave. There's no argument about it. Praise the name of the Lord. Anywhere, anytime, there are things about your life that are not under your what now? Control. You are a slave to what now? To that thing. And here he says something that we need to look at. I want to start there. He said that a slave does not what now? Abide. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I believe, brethren, that we have come to that time when the church must enter the sanctuary and do what now? Abide. Mm. To abide actually means to maintain a consistent presence in the realm of the spirit. Mm. Do you understand that? It's not go in and do what now? Come out.
Yes.
To abide means to dwell in the spirit, be in the spirit. And for, that's what the Bible says. Say we shall be caught up. Isn't it? And forever do what now? Remain there, isn't it? Am I right?
Yes,
that's what the Bible says. Now, and of course, you are going to be lifted up because you hear a particular voice called the voice of the Archword now,
Archangel. Angel. Amen.
It's a message. It's an apostolic
Hallelujah.
Voice. Hallelujah. It's a word that God is bringing at this time that has in it power and what now? Energy.
Yes.
To lift you up. And brethren, say you will stay in that frequency and you will not do what now? Come down again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, but it says here that anyone who is a servant does not have the capacity or the ability to do what now? To abide in that house. Why? Because there are other masters doing what now?
Working
on you, pulling you this way. Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot dwell there because the law of gravity will of necessity do what now? Pull you down. So the servant cannot abide. So we're going to find out who is the servant. But he said that the son does what now? Abides. He abides, and that is the mark of sonship. Those who break through to sonship will abide. So David said, this is my desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord for what now?
Forever.
Praise the name of the Lord. So this is our destination as a people. You know, in Exodus chapter 15, when God brought Israel out of Egypt, you know, it was a place of servitude. Now, he began to sing a song after they crossed the Red Sea. And he prophesied by the Spirit. In verse 17, he said, you will bring them in and you will plant them in the mountain which your right hand has purchased. Praise the name of the Lord. By the Spirit, Moses began to prophesy the destiny and the destination of the people that God did what now brought out. He was to bring them into a place and plant them in that mountain. They would dwell there forever. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is the life that God has called us to live. Forget church. Praise the name of the Lord. Forget everything. If what I am doing is not bringing me into a position where I'm abiding, re-examine it. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, naturally, we are religious people. That was what the Jews said we are Abraham's children. We've known church. But I want us to know our destiny. Brother Bolt was talking about destiny and destination. Where are we headed to? Where are we going to? Are you on the path that takes you and brings you there? What is the, you know, means that God has provided to bring you there? Are you relating to that means in such a way so that that means will accomplish the purpose for which it is released to you? What are we doing? What do you really think? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when a time when God wants to shake up, you know, a lot of things, shake up church. Yeah, we have come to a point where we become so comfortable in the very ordinary. I don't know what happened. You see, sometimes, you know, we're here, bomb went off in Brussels. It's easy to relax because you are not in Brussels. Are you getting my point? It's very easy to relax here. But change location and assume that it's what now? It's here. Then you're going to need a miracle. Now, I don't have to wait until the crisis comes into my home before I get ready for what now? A miracle. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so God wants to us to re-examine our relationship with Him and with His Word, because we cannot afford to go the way we have been going all this while.
Yes, amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We can't afford it. It's too late. It's too late. Praise the name of the Lord. I keep saying it. I need to have a reality that works, so that when David is going to face Goliath, he was not gambling.
Mm.
I don't know if you understand the point. He wasn't gambling.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if you understand the point. David was going to meet Goliath. He was not, you know, in Nigeria we call it try a luck. He wasn't gambling. He knew what the stakes were. He knew what he had, because he was saying it ahead of time. He was telling the giant, this is what I'm going to do. Do you understand that? This is what is going to happen. This is how this battle is going to work now. And because he knew he had some resources where within him. What do we have that makes us to begin to turn? You know, sometimes, you know, I just wonder at a lot of things. It's easy for me to look at the situation in Europe and see leaders that are blind. Now, these are intellectuals. These are men of very high IQ. These are leaders of what now? Nations. People whom hundreds of millions are, you understand, dependent on their decisions. And then you see them making silly decisions. Don't you wonder about that? Making some decision that your little boy will be asking, Mommy, why are they doing this? Then you should know that something is what now? It's wrong somewhere. Now, I don't want to fall into that same category. Why? Because there's a spirit. You know, when you read Revelation chapter 12, I think it's about verse 17, the Bible talks about that, what do you call him now? That serpent, that ancient serpent, who is called Satan and the devil. You know, he has two names. Hello? One spirit. He has two names. One name is what now? Satan. The adversary. Now that's the one most people know. Do you understand? The one who opposes you. Hallelujah. When your car goes, he wants to give you a bus tire so that the car will somersault. Do you understand? The one who attacks your finances. The one who gives you sickness. The one who, you know, does all kinds of strange things. So a lot of times the church fights Satan. But if you ask me, I think the devil is more dangerous than Satan. Diabolos. Do you understand me, brethren? It is another arm of his ministry. Are you following what I'm saying, brethren? Yes. Diabolos. And this is the one that works inside the church. Praise the name of the Lord. If Satan enters here, most people will know and run for their lives. But you see, Diabolos, you know what that means? It means one that comes to do what now? Cast himself in between two people. He's subtle. He's a deceiver. In fact, he comes in the guise of a Christian. He could be on this pulpit with this Bible. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, that's diabolos. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's the one that deceives nations.
Yes.
Manipulates because he works, you know, projecting something. You know, in fact, in 1 Thessalonians 2, he says, sorry, 2 Thessalonians 2 says that he is the one that opposes Christ in the guise of what now? Of Christ.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brethren, I really pray that God will begin to give us another attitude, a different attitude, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So who is a slave, my brethren? Who is a slave?
Somebody who is bound.
Now, a slave is one who is under the control of what now? Anything. Anything. You know, when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul said something. He said, with life, all things are what? Lawful. Is that correct? All things are lawful. But he said, I will not be brought under the power of what now? Anything. So that means everything has power. Praise the name of the Lord. In our lives, we have situations. We have attitudes. We have habits. We have appetites. We have hobbies. Praise the name of the Lord. We have, you know, what do I call them? Things that have so much power over us that they tell us what to do, and we do what now? We do them. Praise the name of the Lord. We do them. Now, once you have a situation like that, you know, Peter said something. He said, of whom a man is what? Overcome. Of that same thing is he brought under what now? Bondage. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, a slave. Now, sometimes, I mean, if you want to use an illustration, you look at drug addiction. You know, that's about the best example you can use. You know something? This is heroin. Praise the name of the Lord. This is crack, whatever you call it. It's here. And then there are people who cannot pass. Once they see that thing, something begins to happen in their system. Signals begin to do what now? Go out. The horse leech and her daughters begin to do what now? Cry out. What are they saying? Give me. Give me. Give me. Give me. They begin to shout within the system. And he can do nothing but do what now? Obey what now? Their commands. He goes there, he takes that thing. And he is a slave to it. Now, all through our lives, there are things. You know, I remember when Brother Bot was talking about coffee. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there are things that have power. And I believe that as we're talking, the reason why we're saying this is because as long as there are things that have a hold on you, you will not enter. Praise the name of the Lord. You are limited from coming into this frequency where God wants to bring the church. Now, how do you think that the church is going to come into a place of oneness? Praise the name of the Lord. There's no other way except if people are caught up where now? In the spirit.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. I begin to hear things. You know, we are in a realm where we are limited. We are subject to time and what now? And space. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. It was not always like this. You know, Brother Chioka has been talking, so you find that the man who was originally created could see both in the spirit and what now? In the natural. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But when man sinned, man fell, the other realm of his eyes were what now? Closed. And we became subject basically to the five what now? Senses. It will not continue to be like this. Praise the name of the Lord. The word that you are hearing has the capacity and the power and the ability to open the eyes of your what now? Your inward man. And brethren will begin to see and begin to hear. And they were not limited. What will happen if the brother in the US did not need Skype to tune into this meeting? Praise the name of the Lord. Is that possible?
Yes.
Yes, possible. I have a brother in Oweri. He's a pastor in a church. But the Lord spoke to him, took him on a fast. It was a very long fast. For almost 2 years too. He was waiting upon the Lord.
Wow.
When he came out of that fast, he calls you. And he said, Brother Eze, do you understand? I want to talk with you. Please tell Suzuki, tell Brother Obi. Do you understand? You put him in their room. Do you understand? Let them excuse you or come to your bedroom. I want to talk with you. Praise the name of the Lord. He broke through certain barriers. So you know that these barriers are what now? They can be taken out.
Oh, yes.
And this is the man that God wants to raise. And until we come to a point where we're no longer satisfied with this reality, this realm that we're in, nothing is going to happen.
That's right.
We are so settled in this frequency. Paul said, if we are at home in this body, then we are absent from the Lord.
That's right.
Now you have to come to a place where you desire to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord.
Yeah.
And brethren, this is where it's going to be. I tell you, it's not the church is being brought. Look, the Bible says that Jesus, when he was 30 years, he was there. And the Bible says, as he was going down into the water, as he was being baptized, the heavens were what now? We are opening to him. Praise the name of the Lord. And the heavens opened and they remained perpetually what now? Opened. So you could say, what I see the Father do, that is what I am what now? I am doing. Now, until we begin to realize that there is a new man that is coming upon the earth.
Oh, yes.
There is a different man that God is bringing. Then when you realize that, everything about you will begin to disgust you. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything about you, you will be discontent. You'll be distressed. You become like Israel that was in Egypt. And they began to feel the weight of what now? Their oppression. They had been there for many years. And they were feeling comfortable with the Egyptians.
Oh, right.
They were at home in Egypt. They were comfortable. It was a normal life. Many of us are normal people. We are accountants, we are lawyers. Do you understand the point? And Jesus was a carpenter. At a point, he ceased to be a carpenter and became a son of God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
And it didn't start in one day. At one day when he was 12 years old, he realized that he had to be in his father's house and begin to do his father's business.
Oh,
and God will bring us to that reality. It was one face towards another reality. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, God has to, you know, begin to shake us. And one of the reasons why things are happening around us in the world is for us to realize that I better find a place of refuge. I better find a place of safety. Praise the name of the Lord. Safety is not in distance. Some people say, oh, it's happening in wherever. It's coming near. Everybody's been talking about it. Europe was already flooded. The guys are already here. Maybe some are asleep as I was waiting when they will do spam like that. And that's it. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you seen people running in panic? Have you ever seen a bomb explosion before? Sometimes when you get on the internet, you understand, I was watching the Abuja explosion. And for a second, it was all chaos. I saw a man lying down on the ground, bleeding. Part of his body had, he was bleeding to death. There was nobody to help him. The man was crying, will somebody please come and help this man? He's dying. People were running away. At that point, if the Lord did not help him, that was the end of it for him. Praise the name of the Lord. These things must shock us and begin to bring us to seek, look up unto the Lord. The heavens must open. The church must enter into the sanctuary and abide there. This is what the Lord is saying to us at this time. And that the key to it is right now, as long as I'm a slave. You know, we can become slaves in different ways. Some of us, a slave in the Old Testament, you become a slave sometimes by birth. If your father is a slave and you're born into that arrangement, you become what now? A slave. You understand? We inherited many things from Adam. Praise the name of the Lord. There are limitations that we got by our ancestry. And they are there. They are limiting us. Praise the name of the Lord. You can also become a slave by conquest. Praise the name of the Lord. Certain things come upon you, overpower you, and you become what now? A slave to them. For many, appetites. Food. Hello? Food. Yesterday or the before yesterday, it said, when you go before a king, put what now? A knife to your throat. If you are a man, giving to what now? Appetite. And I think many of us, we can identify with that. You may not like this food, but there's one particular food, once it comes around, you lose all what now? Control. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you, brethren, these things, God says, you must address them. The power over our lives must be what? Must be broken.
Oh, yes.
A slave, whatever it is, as long as there's an element of slavery, the slave does not enter and abide. He cannot, there are limitations upon his life. We can also become a slave through poverty. Praise the name of the Lord. You sell yourself to become what now? A slave. But whatever, however you become a slave, provision has been made for you to be what now? Redeemed. There are two kinds of spirits in the world. There is a spirit of bondage. Praise the name of the Lord. It is a dominant spirit. You see that in Romans, isn't it? Romans chapter 8. There's a spirit of bondage. It's a mentality that tells you that you cannot do without this thing, or that thing, or this thing, or this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. And because of that, once you have it in your mind, in fact, the word of God is coming. You know, some people ask me, is it wrong to do this? Is it wrong to do this? Is it wrong to do this? I said, nothing is wrong. Okay. Do you understand the point? Yes, nothing is wrong. You see, that's not the question you should be what now asking. Because people are simply looking for an opportunity to what now indulge. You know, there are two kingdoms. One is the kingdom of Sheol, hell. You know, I was reading, I think it was Proverbs chapter 15. You see that the path of life, needed a man what now? Upwards. So that he might depart from Sheol, what now? Beneath. So the soul, just like a man, I count in time and space. I'm here in Luton. I'm not in London. So between Luton and London, how many miles or kilometers or whatever? That's time and space. Now the soul doesn't function that. The soul functions in frequencies or realms or degrees or what now? Dimensions. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Yes.
1 degree to what now? Another. Now, it's as the soul moves, it's either moving up the path of life or it's moving what now? Downwards. That is the difference. Every realm where the soul is, it adapts to that environment.
That's
it
right.
Takes the form
of
that its particular environment where it is, and in fact, the soul becomes its what now? Environment. So, if my soul, you know. In my life, if you look at Romans chapter 7, chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8, you talk about the lower nature. Do you understand that? There are things within, you know, so many things within this realm. Powers, principles, the law of corruption. And it takes a grip on us. Praise the name of the Lord and subjects us. So Paul said, I want to do something. I am not able to. I know I am a slave. Praise the name of the Lord. I need somebody to break me out of this realm.
I am
locked up in this grave. This body is a grave for me. And the soul can move down and down and down. You know, into a realm. You know, the Bible says that realm is a realm of darkness where there is no other. Of course, you see, your body manifests wherever their soul is what now is. The body is simply a vehicle for the expression of life.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever frequency the soul is inhabiting, that's what the body will what now manifest. That's why the Bible says, by their fruits, you shall what now, you shall know them. Praise the name of the Lord. And the enemy is simply hell-bent. You know, when the Bible talks about the snare of the Father, praise the name of the Lord. These are cords. There are principles that the enemy uses to bind us to the lower nature. Why does he bind us there? That is his frequency. Praise the name of the Lord. Anything, any soul in that place is inside his pocket. He draws life from you. He draws energy from you. He feeds on you. You serve him. Because when you serve somebody, it means that you are, your strength All your faculties, your facilities is for the enjoyment and the use of that particular word now, spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. That particular spirit that many lords have had dominion word now over us. But you see, the Son sets you free. You are what now? Free indeed. You've got to find out if this word you're hearing can set you free. And I will advise us not to give sleep to our eyes and slumber to our eyelids. Do you understand that? Until we find out whether this word is actually what now? Real. Whether it works. And so that you will know how to relate to this word. So that in the day of your challenge, you will have the courage and the boldness to speak like David. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we are talking about the Philistines. These guys have no other ministry. They were very close neighbors of the Israelites. Praise the name of the Lord. The Philistines speak about the natural man. We are talking about their five lords. The simply a man who is ruled by the senses. He is sensual, he's devilish, he's what now? He's kind of, they control everything. They control, for the Israelites to make implements of war, they have to go to the land of what now? The Philistines.
To sharpen it.
You know, today, you know, somebody wants to become a minister of the gospel. Now he goes to a Bible school. You understand the point? And learns doctrines that will put him perpetually in a position where he cannot break out. He thinks he's helping himself. But those doctrines put a ceiling, where now, over his head. He has put a perpetual limitation. And until light comes in and breaks him out, he will remain there. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, these are the Philistines. You know, when Goliath came out, you know what he told them? This is a matter of service. He said, I am the champion of the Philistines. You are the servants of what now? Of Saul. Choose a man. If he is able to defeat me, then all of us will serve him. But if I defeat him, all of you will do what now? Will serve me. So it's a matter of who will overcome each other. Yeah. If you overcome, then you become his what now? Servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the world system has only one principle to bring you under its word now, its power. Every time you listen to an advert, you know what it's doing? It's programming something into you. The moment that program is set, every time you hear that jingle, bam, bam, like that, your appetite begins to do what now? Go like this. You have become a slave, a servant. When you hear adverts, you know, summer cruise to Caribbean, you understand? Your body begins to, you understand, do like this. You have become what now? A slave. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, so the whole world is all about slavery and manipulation and control. And the Lord wants to break us out of that cycle. If we don't get out of it, listen, brethren, we are not going to make it. So God is saying, it's time for you to take stock. You look at yourself. I say, what are the things that I am what now? A slave to? What am I serving? Because you have the right. We heard this morning. You have the right to choose this day whom you want now. You serve. Nobody takes that right away from you. You can choose to be what now? Free. It's your choice.
That's right.
That choice, that is a power that has been given to us to choose to be what now? Free. And if you want to be free, you must declare war.
That's right.
Amen. You understand the point?
That's right.
Tell them, we will not bring tribute to you anymore.
That's right.
Let me tell you what they said. They said concerning, they told David, when David came, he said, have you seen this giant? He said, yes. He said, did you hear what the king said about this giant? That the man who slays this giant, the king will make him rich. Give him great riches, great riches. Two, he will give him the king's daughter. He'll be a part of the bride. And three, see, he will make his father's house free in Israel. No more taxes, no more forced labor.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. So you want to slay the giant? Oh yes, you should. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh yes, you should. Because there's a reward that goes with it. So you have to identify the Goliath.
That's right.
You have to identify him. You look at him and face him squarely.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Everything about him is six. You understand? And not only that, there's something about this Goliath. He's wearing some level of armor. You can't touch that. But you see, he has a shield. You know what this does? It is a resistance to the word that God does what now brings to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is clothed. Goliath represents the strong man.
That's right.
The natural man. Praise the name of the Lord. And to deal with Goliath, you must cut off his head. Praise the name of the Lord. God has to change our way of thinking. We think like natural people.
Yeah.
And that's why things in the natural have so much power and what now?
Yeah.
Influence over us. Praise the name of the Lord. We really think we are normal people. There's nothing normal about us. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. Nothing normal. The kind of spirit you have, if you knew it, you know, sometimes people don't know. You know, Jesus told the woman, said, if you knew the gift of God, and you knew who was standing before you. And brethren, do you know the gift of God? Do you know who is standing before you now? Not me. Praise the name of the Lord. You would ask him something. Hallelujah. Brethren, you see, the way you will pray tonight after this word, he will give you something. You will ask him if you knew. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And so, brethren, that is the truth of the matter. We are in a time when we must challenge established, you know, principles and all that. Yes. We must establish it. God is been speaking to us a lot about death. You understand the point? We assume that people grow old and they do what now? It's not going to be like that anymore.
So
God told Job, said, have the gates of death been revealed to you? You know the pillars wearing death a fasten. Why couldn't death keep hold of Jesus Christ? You see that it was not possible for death to lay hold on him. You understand?
Why?
There was a basis on which death lays hold of what now? On man. You see, it was not possible. It was not possible. Praise the name of the Lord. How must I believe that people grow old and die? It is a law of sin and what now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
It is a law of sin and death. But you see, it is still written here in the mind. And that's why that stone must deal with this senses. It must smite the forehead. And you know how the Goliath fell? He fell what now? Face down. He bound, submitted.
Yes.
He submitted, he yielded.
Yes.
He came under subjection.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And David didn't stop there. He took the knife and did what now? Cut off his head.
Amen.
God, this beheading must become a reality. You see, and these are the things that make us respond as natural men. Praise the name of the Lord. As natural men. There is something about us that is not natural. The spirit that we have received, brethren, has the potential for anything.
Yes.
With that spirit, all things are possible. Everything is possible. And God is beginning to shake us up. You know, there was a sister that passed on in a worry, and we had to deal with that barrier before we came here. You know, so when we were sharing the testimony, you know, and she... The day she passed on, and the Lord came, so she was talking to them, said, he has come again. And they said, who? She said, Jesus. I said, there he is. So the people there were looking, and they couldn't see him. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, she was in another frequency. Meanwhile, she was still here.
That's right.
Do you understand the point?
That's
but she had been moved to a place where she could see this reality, and she could also see this reality.
Yeah.
But the people with her were limited to one reality.
That's right.
You know, when Ezekiel was by the bank of the river Sheba, the heavens were what now? Open to him. Praise the name of the Lord. The things that he opened, and he began to see visions of God.
That's right.
And I pray, I say, God, I want to begin to come into this reality.
Amen.
Now!
That's right.
Because
Amen.
This is the time and the hour.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together, brethren? It's not going to church, brethren. It is about touching the invisible. Is it apprehending it?
Yes.
I have my soul. must come into a place of marriage with my spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You see, because the spirit is sent to take the bride and guide the bride through the process from Sheol out of the pit of corruption and bring the bride into the new Jerusalem.
That's right.
If the woman says, I will not go with you, that's it. When you die, the spirit returns back to God. You know, the soul now ends up as a widow.
Right.
A soul who has been cut off from what now? From her head.
Right.
And the Lord says she will not marry a widow.
That's right.
He will also not marry a harlot. It's a soul that has become attached to other things. Right. This is part of what we're talking about. The attachments that bring us into bondage. He said he won't marry a harlot. I will not marry who now? A widow. He will only marry a virgin. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, brethren, God is trying to speak to us. I don't know, I'm trying to see if I can push this message across towards the way it's in my heart. That we are at a time when God is separating servants from sons. There are two kinds of souls. There are servants. And the servant is the one that is in bondage to the elements. Galatians chapter 4. Praise the name of the Lord. It says the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ from what now? A slave. No, it's not different. Because there are things around that manipulate him. Do you understand? He has certain appetites he cannot control. He cannot bring himself under what now? Subjection. There are things that come. The moment he sees them, he starts spending money. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you have situations like that? Hello? Uncontrollable situations in our lives. Oh, some people, once they see a dress, a red dress, praise the name of the Lord, a red dress, their checkbook is what now? It's out. Praise the name of the Lord. Some is a new car. You know, anything. But it simply means that the appetite is under what now? We are bound to the belly. Who was it? The psalmist says, oh Lord, my belly cleaveth unto the earth. My soul is bound to the earth. I'm attached. I don't know how to get out of this situation. This was what destroyed Samson. There was something in Samson that was always, you know, taking him. And, you know, ultimately, that brought about his what now? Destruction. Our appetites are going to destroy us if we don't find a way to do what now? To disconnect from them. Then the Bible says that whatever creepeth upon the belly shall be what now? An abomination unto you. It's a lifestyle. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a lifestyle that is dominated by the appetites. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I really pray. I don't know how to sometimes put certain things across to us. The church is in for a shock. You know, the Bible says two shall be in one flood, isn't it? One shall be what now? Taken. And the other shall be what? Left. Lying in the same bed. You know, some will enter into a place of, you know, a different frequency in God. Others will remain in the natural frequency. It all depends on what is happening to your what now? Your belly.
Oh, yeah.
This belly. You know, when God created man, he said, let him have dominion over the birds of what now? Of the air. There are things about the mind that, you know, the mind must also be brought under subjection. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let him have dominion over the birds. These principles that work in the realm of my mind. Let him have dominion over the beasts of the field. In the realm of my emotions. Praise the name of the Lord. Let him have dominion over the creeping things. There are, you know, when you talk about, most times, notice creeping things never walk straight. Have you ever noticed that? When they walk, they go like this. They go like this. They go like this. Do you understand that? And they are also double-tongued. Most of them. Is that correct? It's a nature. And they creep on the earth. See, let me tell you something. There are spirits. You know, unclean spirits are earthbound creatures. Do you understand? Their strength and their power is where now? In the earth. When our attachment to the earth is broken, their influence and power over us is what now? It comes to an end. praise the name of the Lord, it automatically comes to an end. And so God is saying a church must arise who begin to understand that the power of the gates of hell is where? Inside the belly. The enemy has come and captured our appetites. And brethren, you see, it puts us into a position of conflict. Every conflict I have with the word of God is simply because my appetite is set in a particular place. And I don't want to do what now? Give this up. I don't want to give it up. And so I have a problem with God. I have a problem with God. Because I know where God is going to. And I know I don't want to go there. Praise the name of the Lord. And then I have an issue. God wants to set his people free. Now, if I do not allow God to break this cycle, my journey is going to end up what now? Somewhere. You know the story of Abraham. God told Abraham, said, take Isaac, your only son. Take him to one of the mountains I'm going to show you. And there, offer him as what now? A sacrifice. And the Bible says Abraham saddled his ass and began to make this journey. Of course, this journey is the journey all of us are what now? Make. Now the Bible says, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place where a Pharaoh. Something happened. Something changed. And I believe that you and I are in the third day. God is showing us an aspect of this reality that he had not shown us before. Now when Abraham saw that, he did something. Perhaps he called the servants. I said, you servants and the asses, do what? Stay here. Stop here. Your journey ends where? Here. Now, who is an ass? Psalm 32. Praise the name of the Lord. An ass is a Christian who has not learned to hear God. Who has not learned how to be led by the spirit of what now? Of God. God says, don't be like the dumb ass. Praise the name of the Lord. Whose mouth must be heard with what now? His bridle. It cannot be controlled. God cannot speak to him in a particular way. And so, these servants are told, you stay here with the ass. This is the level of reality that you can experience. And he said, I and the lad will do what? We go up yonder. Now, God is not expecting the servant to lay down his life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
He's not expecting him to lay down his life. He's not expecting him. You know, this is a Christian whose fellowship with God is all about, God, what can you, what now? Give me, give me, give me, give me. I want a house, I want a car, I want this. And God ministers to them, he blesses them in that frequency. Praise the name of the Lord. But there are some people he calls and says, you, lay down what now? Your life. And I want to tell us, brethren, that is the context of what God is seeking to tell us here. If you want to stop where you are, it is very possible. Praise the name of the Lord. It is very possible. But some will do what now? Will move on. Because a time comes when a people must be weaned. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When a child is born, he is dependent on the mother, on its environment. He finds pleasure in the things around it. He finds enjoyment. There are things that we enjoy that we ought not to be enjoying. It's a conflict with the spirit that we have what now? We have received. And it shows us that we have not yet begun to feed where God wants us to feed. So a child must be weaned. Praise the name of the Lord. When Hannah gave birth to Samuel, she said something. She told her, like, go on, continue with your every year, go up and down. I'm not going to go. I will stay here and nurse this child until this child is what now? Is weaned. It's only when this child is weaned, I will now take him and I will bring him before the Lord so that he will abide there for what now? Forever. Now that is what the Lord is expecting, because that child is a covenant child. It's a child to be given to the Lord and to the Lord only. And so she weaned him. She stayed with the child until she weaned him. And then she brought him and he began to abide before the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to be weaned.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Believe me, brother, the things that affect us, the things that, you know, interest us, the things that influence our decision makings, God needs to touch them. Now, the Lord is simply saying, the message is very simple. If I don't allow God to touch them, I am shutting down my journey. That means you can be coming to church today, this year, next year. But in terms of moving upward in God, you are what now? You're limited. And that's why people can be Christians for 5 years, 10 years, you know, these certain issues in their lives are still what now? Unresolved. I've seen Christians married, and their marriage has been conflict habituated from the day they got married. And they are end time people, they are hearing these words. Praise the name of the Lord. You ask the man, he says the woman. You ask the woman, he says is the man. That's not the problem. The problem is somewhere we are, right inside here. There are situations that need to be what now? Addressed. And brethren, God wants to address it. But like we hear this morning, you must bring it and bring it before God now, before the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. A servant cannot abide. Whoever commits sin is a servant. Whatever you do, it's because you want to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. I'll tell you something. If we bring the situations in our lives willingly, honestly, and sincerely before the Lord, there is a power in this world that does what now? Sets the captives
Amen.
Free. He said, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed.
Amen.
If you're not free, if I'm not free, it's because I do not choose to be what now?
Free.
There is something about it I want.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm keeping it and I'm retaining it.
Oh, yeah.
But what it's doing is that it's limiting you how far you can go with God. Because the time comes when the son of the strange woman and the son of the married woman, there must be a split. And that split will come in different dimensions. But you see, you know what? It was the day that Isaac was weaned. Praise the name of the Lord. That was the day that Ishmael was what now? Sent away. Ishmael will never be sent away until Isaac is what now? Is weaned. There must be a disconnection. God wants to win us. And then he wants to discharge the aspect of bondage we are now in our lives. There is something about God's program that you and I are keeping it. Now let me explain that. Jacob went to the well and he saw a woman. He fell in love with that woman. That's the woman he wants to marry. Praise the name of the Lord. He goes, he approaches her parents, I'm going to marry your daughter. That is the bride, the woman of my dreams. By the morning, what he saw was what now? Another woman. Praise the name of the Lord. The church that is presently is not the woman that the Lord saw. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. Yes, but you see, he's determined to get that woman. He is determined to get that woman. Now, you see something. Now, he has a situation where he's carrying two women at the same time. Are we together, brother? He's carrying two women at the same time. But his heart is where? In one. And the funny part of this thing is that the one he loves does not start having children immediately. The other woman is just dropping them left, right, and center. Both the woman and the born woman, they're having children all over the place. You know, they're growing, they're increasing. Their branches are increasing all over the place. This other woman is having problems. She's pining. She doesn't understand. She is the beloved. She knows about it. Where are the children? Praise the name of the Lord. Well, the Bible says, and God remembered Rachel.
Amen.
Thou will arise and have mercy on Zion. Because the time appointed has come. I tell you why this word is coming. Because the Lord is about to take hold of his wife. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know what happened? The moment Rachel became pregnant, it was all over for Leah and for the rest of the born women. They will never conceive again. They will never have children again. And their business was what now? It was done and gone. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I tell you, brethren, you see, when God gets you and I to the point where we come, we are willing to lay down. Now, what are we laying down? It is the same thing, these appetites. You understand the point? These hobbies, these things that we value so much that they take even our money much more than they should. You understand the point? The money that should go, you know, sometimes I really, you know, I talk. Now, because I'm into missions, praise the name of the Lord, you know, if you are, you will understand that it's very expensive. You know, sometimes you travel and people think you have a pile of money packed somewhere. They understand it's out of your excess that you're moving all over the place. Oh, they're here today, you are here, tomorrow you are there. Wow. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a sacrificial life.
Yeah.
You know, I know brethren who, in every car that comes out today, they will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Today they have 50 inches television. The next day is 100 inches. The next day is 400. The next day, you know, and you see, it's just a life of overindulgence. And why? Because the money is there. It's total lack of vision.
That's right.
Now, until we begin to know the life of sacrifice, something is missing somewhere.
That's right.
And God wants us to lift up our eyes and look. Because the time of sacrifice, you know, the servants would never, any servant going with Abraham up there would have either fought Abraham. Do you understand? Assuming that he's Abraham trying to sacrifice Isaac, he would have fought him.
Yeah.
Because the principle of sacrifice is completely what now? Alien to him. So it was only the son and the father that would make that journey together. The servants are there. It's not all over, because eventually they will return back to do what now? To bless them. Praise the name of the Lord. See, we have seen God.
Amen.
And we have his blessings with us.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. You see, so this is where we are. God is saying, listen, if you want the bond woman, and when I say I'm talking including Islam and all that, to come to an end, then we must come to a place, hallelujah, and begin to bring forth.
Okay.
The moment you do that, their usefulness and their relevance does what now? It comes to an end. It comes to an end. We are the ones holding. And God is expecting that we have to come to a place when we begin to realize that, look, that the flesh profited what now? Nothing. You know, I was preaching at the burial. And I was telling the people, I said, listen, this person you see here, well, it's not the person. Every pizza that she ate, we dumped it in the ground here. Are you getting my point? Every, you know, makeup she used, we dumped it here. Are you getting my point? One day I went, I had a client who died. She's a lady. She's, you know, she had so many degrees. When I was pulling out certificates, she schooled in the US and the UK here. She had so many. What am I going to do with all these things? And I was just trying to take an inventory of our property. All were completely irrelevant.
Come on now.
Completely. I looked at it and said, my God, so many degrees. Completely irrelevant. Our lives must not be relevant, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. I do not know how to communicate this. Our lives must not be relevant. I want to be able to take stock and invest in the things that have eternal value. You know, the burden was, look, you know, you can make investment in the realm of the spirit. Of course, to do that, I told them you have to open an account. If you're not born again, you need to get born again. When you open the account, then you can begin to, you understand, put money into it. So also it is with us, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to bring us to a place where we are set free. We are set free. And then God has made a provision that the word you hear, you know, when you read Peter, 2 Peter, Peter was talking, he said that the day of the Lord will come, in which the heavens shall what now?
Melt.
Be on fire. And dissolve with what now? Fervent heat. And the element, believe me, brethren, I don't know what is your problem. I don't know what is my problem. But whatever it is that is binding you and binding me, the Lord has made provision that the word you're hearing can do what now? Dissolve. Break its power.
Oh, yes.
And set you free. Set
yes.
me free.
Yes.
Praise, so that we can serve God. You know, God told Moses, said, tell Pharaoh, said, let my people what now? Go so that they may serve me. Why? They cannot serve God as long as they are what now? In bondage. They can't serve two masters at the same time. It's in law in the scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. You serve one master, you hate the other one, isn't it? You hate this one, then you serve this one, you love this one. So you and I have a choice to make. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray that we begin to make the right choice. A servant does not abide forever. Praise the name of the Lord. The servant will not abide in the house. The servant can only go in and do what now? And come out. He can only go in and come out. But the son, and the son is he who has been set what now? Free. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a spirit of adoption that we have received. And because we have received it, you are no longer a slave. Praise the name of the Lord. So you need not serve the things that we are what now? We're serving. We need not be subject to the things that we are subject to. We need not, you know, I pray, I say, God, I know there are things I like. There are some kinds of food that I like. And sometimes if you like them, you'll find that sometimes you eat a little more than you should do what now? You should eat. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, every time you overdo that, you are diminishing the influence of the Spirit of God we are now in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Every time you overindulge in anything, you diminish the capacity of God's Spirit to do what now? To get a hold of you. Praise the name of the Lord. The hour has come, brethren. Hallelujah. That the creation must be delivered from the bondage of what now? Of corruption. Into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Praise the name of the Lord. We need this. I want a situation where when I speak to creation, they know that I have spoken. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because I have come into a place of yieldedness. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord announced Jesus to all of creation. He said, this is my beloved what now? Son. Listen to him. That voice was for all of creation. To the sun, to the moon, to the sea, to the stars. Do you understand that? Everywhere, when he speaks, do what now? Listen to him, obey him. Why? Because he became what now? Yielded. He went down to the water. That water of Jordan was a water of death. Praise the name of the Lord. The moment he did that, the heavens did what now? Open to him. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to go down the Jordan. I want to do it willingly. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to do it willingly. It's my choice. The Lord says, if you go down, the heavens will do what now? Look into you. Praise the name of the Lord. Life comes from the heavens. Authority, power, all things that pertain to life and what now? And godliness. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray, brethren, that we begin to take heed to the time that we are in. We begin to realize that the things that bind us, the things that limit us, the things that keep us in slavery, the Lord has sent his word to do what? To heal.
Amen.
That was what he asked the man at the pool. He said, do you want to be made whole? 38 years. And the Lord was asking him, you know, Amplified says, do you earnestly? Are you earnestly seeking to be made whole? And brethren, you must earnestly seek this thing.
Yes.
There are things in spirit, in the spiritual, if you don't value it, the Lord will never do what now? Give it to you.
Yes.
He will give it to you.
Yes.
You must show that you want this thing much more than any other what now? Thing.
Very neat.
So as long as I show that there are things in my life that are more important to me than this reality, nothing happens. And that's how we are limited. Praise the name of the Lord. But let this meeting be a time of stock taking.
That's
right. Let it be a time of evaluation. Set your values. Lord, what is the most important? You know, I think I've said it here before. You know, the word worship. You know where it's taken from? It's taken from worth. Worthyship. Value. Praise the name of the Lord. What you worship is what you value most. That's where you get word worship. Your worthyship. Value. What do you esteem most? That's what you value. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that it be a time of stock taking. I pray that when we will cry out to God, I believe God is saying that if you will cry out to me, and if you will bring that matter and lay it before me, I will break the yoke. I will set you free. I will release you from your bondage. That's what he spoke to Moses. Say, go and tell the children of Israel. Say, I've heard your groaning. I've heard your cry. And I've come to set you free. I've come to release you. I've come to set you so that you can serve me. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know what we want to serve. But if we choose to serve the Lord, I believe that God is able to break the chains. Every addiction, every appetite, every slavery, every compulsion, every habit, every, you know, obsession, anything that is having a hold upon us, that is limiting us, that is hindering us, the Lord says, I have come to set my people free. And if the Son shall set you free, brother, you shall be free indeed. God bless you.
Amen.